Three movies making their U.S. big screen debut at this year's Cine Mexico Film Festival aren't new at all. They're almost 50-year-old Mexican science fiction films. The Monster's Ship, El Santo versus the Martian Invasion, and Planet of the Female Invaders are being shown from new, fully restored English subtitled prints. They reveal that both technically and creatively, Mexico's film industry was the equal of anything being produced in Hollywood at the time. Here to tell us more is film historian Carlos Gutierrez from Cinema Tropical, who, along with the Hansen Film Institute, the Mexican Consulate, and the Tucson Film Office, are presenting the 2009 Cine Mexico Film Festival.
Very few people in the U.S., I think, are aware of the great tradition of Mexican cinema. Mexico has produced one of the most interesting film industries in the world. Unfortunately, that industry was pretty much gone by the 60s. Mexico was very well known in certain circuits for its melodramas, very highly stylized melodramas, a lot of them happening in urban settings. That was like the most known part of Mexican cinema.
And that tradition carries on today with like telenovelas on Spanish TV.
Exactly. You can draw a direct line between telenovelas and these films. And actually, what's interesting is that between 1940 and 1955, Mexico cinema was producing about 150 films a year. And it was, I think, the third or fourth industry in the country. But then by the mid-50s, when these films start to appear, the film industry was kind of showing some signs of fatigue, as also a lot of the producers were also investing more in television. So these films, they come from sort of not necessarily from an artistic position, but rather completely entertainment formula. But what's been interesting, I guess, looking back on those films, is that they're not just mere imitations or cheap imitations from the B movies from the U.S., but they do tell us much more about what was going on in Mexico at that time, and I guess up to now, no? how the Mexican identity was created and portrayed in film. El Santo was the most famous Mexican wrestler ever. But in difference to the U.S., wrestling is more of a cultural phenomenon in Mexico. It's not just a sport, it's not just mere entertainment. It becomes something even larger. So he was pretty much a legend. You know, he was a legend fighting for the good causes. And actually, it's interesting to see how years later, in the past 10, 15 years, a lot of grassroots movements, they have also used wrestlers as a way to advance their...
to advance their cause.
Exactly.
What symbolically does that mean?
Well, I guess the idea of the mask has been amply discussed by different authors, including Octavio Paz in The Labyrinth of Solitude. The idea that the Mexicans have to hide behind a mask, that the role of a mask as a way to survive, as a way to interact in the social sphere, it's really important. When the barriers between the public and the private are completely gone with, this new website with like Facebook or MySpace.
Right.
But the idea that basically the public and the private, there's no line, there's no mask anymore.
Right.
So in that, I think it's interesting to compare it, a different completely take on the importance of privacy and what you show and what's visible, what's not, and ultimately everything becomes a performance, I think.
Well, in the matches between the luchadores, they don't actually lose until they're unmasked. The fight seems to be able to go on in some cases, but once that mask is removed, they lose in disgrace.
Actually, I don't know if you know this part, but actually El Santo, in the 80s, I can't remember exactly what year he died, he went on national television and for a TV show, and he took off his mask. He did it only once. And strangely enough, he died about a week later. You know, it's all just part of the legend.
Yeah, part of the legend.
But it was just really, really shocking. It was happened just a few days after that. I mean, El Santo himself was almost like a whole genre by himself. He made 30-plus films, and he fought everybody. Vampire women. Mummies, werewolves. He even fought death. There's El Santo contra la Muerte. So he fought death itself. It's also they get shown in television, Mexican television, all the time, over and over again. So the younger generation also has seen these films.
Por un momento fui víctima de sus encantos, pero sé quiénes son y lo que se proponen.
what's also interesting about the time, Mexico was rapidly modernizing, and it became a really urban from the rural. We became a really urban country, and there was a lot of aspects and prospects for Mexico in the 60s. It was a completely different time than right now. The Olympics in 68 was part of that. Idea. Mexico was building a huge middle class, and you can see, you know, Santo running these huge new freeways, and it was just such a particular moment of Mexican, or particularly Mexico City at the time of this this growing middle class, and he totally embodied that. Mexico was negotiating that modernity, its access to this new modernity, but at the same time, but that's the whole interesting. They would accept the lifestyle, say the American lifestyle, the American middle class lifestyle, but not the values. That was something we had to fight against. But what happened is that film was not for everybody anymore. Up until the 60s, 70s, film was available for everybody. And actually, it's interesting that the Mexican state, the Mexican government, subsidized the ticket prices. For many, many years, the movie ticket prices were totally subsidized by the government as a way to offer cheap entertainment to the population. What happened in the 80s with globalization and with sort of a new economic order, basically the film, pretty much all around the world, became a middle-class experience. I think it's a great opportunity that these films play along with the most recent stuff from filmmakers, so I think that gives people a good window to the rich tradition of Mexican cinema.
The science fiction films of the Cine Mexico 2009 Festival are showing at the Grand Cinema Crossroads 6. El Santo versus the Martian Invasion screens at 9:30 Saturday evening, and Planet of the Female Invaders is this Sunday at 5 o'clock. We have a link to the festival's full illustrated program on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.